Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how you can get more podcast listeners. So podcasts are still exploding right now. I definitely recommend everyone check out, just Google Edison Podcast Report. There's an annual report that shows you how podcasts are continuing to grow. Interestingly enough, throughout this pandemic, we almost touched 1.3 million in last month. I don't know if you saw, Neil.
So I did not.
We're growing through this thing, which is crazy. So how do you get more podcast listeners? I guess I'll kick it off first. One thing that you can do, one thing you should do, this is basic, you have to be consistent. Most people give up too easily. Most people are like, after 30 days of doing it or 60, even 60 days of doing it, it's like, oh, you know, I'm not getting much, but you got to keep going. As long as you think you are learning, as long as you think you're getting better, just like with the Leveling Up podcast, I wasn't getting anything for the first 2 years. If you have the right goal in mind that you are here to educate yourself and learn more and articulate to a group of people, that will continue to grow. Don't just come and be like, oh, you know, these people have millions and millions of downloads. I'll never be that way. Because if you come in with that mindset, you'll never get there.
Yeah. You know, and Eric, if you look at his podcast, he did well because he was consistent. On top of that, whenever you're doing your podcast, promote it through all your channels. Let people know about it. And not just once. Let them know every single episode, whether you want to push your content and do it through emails or social channels. Heck, one thing that we even do, and you can copy this, is every time you're doing a podcast recording, go live on your social channels, and that'll help bring more attention to your podcast and actually cause you to get more listeners as well.
Yeah, repurpose as much as you can. Kind of doubling down on Neil's point, there's a service called Repurpose House. I think it's repurposehouse.io. You can use them. I mean, it's like $200 to $500 a month, but these videos, like Neil and I, we're live right now, but these videos can be recorded into small little social pieces and we can push it out into social. Sometimes I do it. And if you don't have the time for that, I recommend using an app called Shuffle. I think it's on iOS. It's called Get Shuffle, I believe. And you can make, they'll transcribe for you and you can share it to Instagram stories. You can also do the same with Overcast. So sometimes I'll take 15 second segments and I'll push it to stories. But the point here is, you want to make the most of what you have. And a lot of people now, everyone's still at home right now. People are still down to do video interviews and you can just go further with video interviews. You're already spending the time. Why don't you make the most of it?
Yeah. And then another thing to keep in mind is your oldies are your goodies. So in podcasting, everyone focuses on their latest episodes. One thing to note is your old episodes can keep getting traffic, that evergreen traffic. Google also is ranking podcast episodes in search now. So make sure you're putting them on a website, make it easy to find. So that way you can get the SEO juice from it. And also when you're listing your podcast in the stores, don't just show your latest 10 episodes or 100 episodes. Showcase as many as they allow you to showcase, because even the old ones will still get searched and get traffic as well.
Yep. And the other thing too is whatever hosting platform you're using, podcast hosts, push it to Spotify, push it to SoundCloud, push it to all these other channels, because it's free to do it. It's not going to take you much more effort. The other thing I'll add to that is, if you're doing an interview podcast, collaborating with people, making it easy for them, maybe you give them a little tweet, maybe you give them a little social image or whatever it is, you decide. But oftentimes, whenever I do an interview with someone and they promote it, it goes way further and the podcast grows a lot faster. I found that to be really effective.
So that's pretty much it on my end. Do you have anything else?
No, other than that, I think it's, yeah.
So make sure you go and check out marketingschool.io/live if you want to grow your business and get more traffic. Look forward to seeing everyone tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.